KQ4LOO monitoring.
KI4DTY, KQ4LOO, I believe. How's it going this morning? No contact, KI4DTY monitoring.
M4ZLK.
How's it going today?
Going well. Hope you are. Hope you're having a good day.
Up early this morning trying to get a bunch of stuff done, but yeah, doing good. Just trekking along with the world. What you up to?
Down at my desk, going to print out some paperwork and go over it, and we're going over to my oldest son's house today for an Easter dinner. All the family will be there. And we just had our final wedding last weekend, Sunday, so just wondered how you're, if you're still doing all the weddings, if you're still busy with that.
Congratulations. Happy for you guys. So that's really cool how all that worked out. But yeah, we're still doing some weddings on every now and then. I've actually pulled back heavily on them, just with the situation of our house. But yeah, we've still been doing them.
I was wondering, that was my next question, how things are going with your living situation. Are you still in the place over there in Taylor's? Are we able to move back home or what?
We're at a rental property over near the airport in Greer. And then I've been commuting pretty much every day to the Edwards house to work on it. So we've been putting in some long hours trying to get make up some difference with some insurance discrepancy money-wise. So I've been doing some of the work myself to try to make up some of that difference.
I guess I got that backwards. As soon as I said, if you're still living in Taylor's, it was like, wait, the house is in Taylor's. You rented somewhere else. That's right. Well, at least you had some stability with where you were able to stay, but, man, sorry you're not back home yet.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of stability with that. Actually, we were supposed to move out by May. There's no way our house is going to be done by May. Clearly, they just started four weeks ago now. So, but, yep. Everything's finally moving on the house, which is amazing and definitely a blessing from God. And I know there's a reason behind all of this and can't wait to find out why. But, yeah, it's good. And we're, like I said, finally moving towards getting it all fixed and put back together. Right now they're saying it probably will not be finished until July sometime.
Well, I hope they get done ahead of schedule. I know that's not usually the case when in the construction world, but you never know. So, how are your kids doing? They still holding up okay with having to be displaced a little bit?
Yeah, if it works out for July. But no, the kids are doing good. They're my youngest and my middle child and my wife have been in D.C., kind of a long story, probably an actual phone call type story, but my youngest is the lead, has the lead role in a production play in D.C., so they've been up there for the past, well, they've been up there since January, so I missed them terribly. I've gone up there twice.
Yeah, I guess you do miss them, but I'm sure that's exciting they get a chance to do this, so, well, you got any help from your large family? Are they coming over and helping you, your brothers and that, helping you with your house?
It just came over. I think you know Elisha. He's KI4EJY. Yeah, he's come over a couple times. Nobody else, but honestly, we haven't really needed any help because we haven't had any movement on the house anyways up until a couple weeks ago. So not too bad there, but... Yeah, miss my family. They're actually coming back Monday, so I'm so excited to finally get to see them again before they go off and do the production over in Branson.
Production in Branson, I think, of Sight and Sound. They're not doing that, are they?
Sight and Sound, but it is just like that. It's that big of a production.
I think so. Sight and Sound has one there in Missouri. I know I've been to the one in Lancaster. My wife's sister lives, you can look out her back porch, and if it weren't for the trees, you would see that building. So they go all the time, and every time we go up there, we usually take in a show.
Cool. So Sight and Sound does have one in Branson as well. I've been there. My family used to do this for a living, so that's how we're involved in it. But, they'll be up there they'll leave the last week of May and be there from there until middle of August with this. It's called The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
I know that can be fun, but also it can be a job like any other thing after a while. And it can be very taxing. I know those people work hard.
It's very hard work. They've been doing 11 shows a week, so today they'll actually have 3 shows, 10:30, 2 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. So they have about a 10-minute break in between each production, so it's some grueling work at times, but I know they love it.
Said I probably missed it, but what's the name of this place again that they're doing this with?
I'm working with Logos Theater, which is in Taylor's, believe it or not. And the name of the production is Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe, the Narnia series, if you're aware of it. So they're up there doing that.
I'm not familiar with the Logos Theater. I've been there. I knew it before it was called Logos, actually. I remember the founders. I think we talked about this. I didn't realize they were... I guess they're just out there using... They don't have a place there, right? They're just traveling and putting on productions there for a while.
We have a theater here in Taylor's called the Logos. It's actually the Academy of the Arts as well is their name. They have a school there. But then they actually create and put on... large productions, and that's what they're traveling with right now. They're up at the Museum of the Bible, and then they'll go to the Andy Williams Theater in Branson, and then they'll go to the Ark after that.
Knew about the Taylor's Theater. I've been there. We bought my mother some tickets for Christmas for a production there. I think they just went a couple of weeks ago, the one in Taylor's. I was asking if they had a place out there in Branson, but yeah, that makes sense. My sister traveled one summer with them back 86, 87, something like that.
I remember us talking about that a little bit. That's pretty cool. Yeah, so the owner passed away, I think, 2021, I believe, and his daughter and son-in-law have taken over everything, and I tell you why, it has really blown up for them. They have multiple traveling teams now for the seminars that they go from church to church, but then they have their larger production team, which is what they're doing with The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. So they're doing good with it. So I went up because audio is my specialty, so I went up and got them all set up with their audio department, got everybody trained and got everything set up for them, and then came back home and been working on the house.
You know, it's good when kids can take what their parents do and make it better, because a lot of times it doesn't go that way. Kid takes over the parents' business and it either fails or they can't handle it. So that's good that it's grown like that. I know you miss them, though. I'm sure you'll be glad when they get back. Well, I hope it goes well. It's good to hear you. I don't hear you on very often, so I wanted to say good morning to you. Happy Easter. And I got to get some stuff done here, so I'll let you go. Daniel, have a great day, a great weekend. Nice to hear you. KI4DTY and 4ZLK.
Thanks for a second, Shane. It was so good to hear you. And I'm almost to my destination anyways, but so glad to hear you. And I think we're going to have to catch up with a phone call. And if you're ever down in Taylor's or Greer sometime, let me know. We'll try to grab lunch. I'd love to actually get to meet you in person one day. But for now, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. But, yep, I'll say 7-3 to you, and I hope you have a great day. Talk to you later, Shane. KI4DTY, clear.